99.9 Radio USA. You don't know her like I do. That's Brantley Gilbert. It's 6:51 and 35 degrees. It's me, Scott Hansen. Justin Moore, music on the way, but right now it's time to get weird. Yep, the weird news is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A Missouri real estate agent who was showing a house to a potential renter almost had the woman hooked until she found the place's most addictive feature, a meth lab hidden in the basement. The identified realtor was near the end of the tour when she led the woman downstairs to show her the lovely basement. That's where she found Willard Gourley in the midst of cooking up a batch of meth. Gourley ran out the back door and into the woods, leaving the components of the lab spread out under the basement stairs for a hazmat crew to clean out. The realtor apologized for the incident, saying she and her husband did their best to keep properties in good shape and noted that we wouldn't want to live in a house that was a meth house unless it was cleaned really, really well. Yeah, I should think so. How about this one? A pair of heels who tried to rob a British convenience store ended up getting kicked to the curb by the owner, who fought them off using nothing but his own shoe. The knife-wielding thugs confronted the man as he worked behind the counter of the shop, but he didn't back down. Even after being stabbed in the arm, he ripped off one of his own loafers and started swinging, shooing the pair of hood-wearing hoods out the door and chasing them down the sidewalk in his stocking feet. I guess you could say he got a foot up on them, huh? And how about this one? A group of British teens have been blacklisted from their local McDonald's for just trying to spruce up the joint. They brought in their own tablecloth, candles, and fine china along to just class up their meal a little bit. Cameron Ford, William Peachy, and Adam Welland decked out a booth at the McDonald's restaurant to resemble a five-star restaurant, but that didn't sit well with the McDonald's manager, who informed them that they'd have to leave, citing their silverware and glass dishes were dangerous. In response, Adam tweeted, "It was just the standard knives and forks. Clearly, we were planning to take over the whole McDonald's, so they had to stop that." Well, after a bit of ruckus, the other customers intervened and the boys were invited back in to finish their fries eating their fries with a knife and fork, I suppose. There you go. That's your weird news this morning at 6:53.
Lundgren's is proud to show you America's freshest lineup of Ford vehicles.